I think one of the main points made by this book is that everybody projects onto consumption what they think it ought to be, what they need it to be from the perspective of their disciplines. So for economists, functionalism and the reduction to different kinds of models, for psychologists, it's expression of certain kinds of needs and desires. For sociologists, it's a reflection of different social parameters like class and gender, etc. Everybody's decided, in a sense, what consumption is without really going out there and being open-minded and just saying, well, hold on a minute, you know, what do people actually seem to be doing with their cars and with their clothing and so forth? And what I'm trying to say is that consumption resists all these attempts to project onto it, and in many ways these are extremely misleading. And as a result, the disciplines are kind of fooling themselves. The economists who think it can be reduced to these kind of imperatives then come up with policies that basically don't work very well. And as we know with economics, are absolutely hopeless when it comes to predicting anything, the very thing that they claim they should be able to do. And one of the reasons for that is they don't try and understand consumption from the perspective of consumers. One of the things, for example, both the likes of psychologists and economics have a problem with is the variability of modern consumption. They tend to assume that the same goods mean the same thing wherever you are. And I deliberately take the goods that have been symbolic of kind of global homogenization, like, say, Coca-Cola, and rethink Coca-Cola, in this case, as a very Trinidadian drink, something that has very little to do with what's going on in Atlanta or the US, etc. So these assumptions of, you know, loss of culture, of global homogenization, are challenged by taking sometimes the most sort of recalcitrant examples, the ones that everybody uses as a symbol of the sort of suppression of culture, to demonstrate just how resilient this is in terms of the local way a given, say, island or community rethinks and appropriates those goods and makes it very much their own.